My name is Doris Slaw. I'm the Deputy Head Inclusion Manager at West Green Primary School. I think one of the main links between children with behavioural problems and children with other difficulties is their lack of retaining attentions and retaining focus. So it's talking to class teachers about making sessions interesting, making them active, making them quick-paced, making them easy for children to reach the success criteria of the session, for all children, giving them all a chance to feel that they're improving, and then praising them at the end by saying, well done, you've managed to reach the success criteria and you've proved it by doing whatever they're supposed to be doing.
My name is Jill Holt. I'm Inclusion Manager at Horseside Primary School. There's a strong correlation between children with behavioural difficulties and reading and writing. If children go undiagnosed, if dyslexia is not diagnosed, if they do not receive the support they require, then there'll be resulting frustration. They'll struggle with their self-esteem, confidence levels. They'll find school an extremely stressful experience, and this will result in behavioural problems. In school, we have lots of programmes to support children with emotional resilience. We do lots of work with SEAL. And our learning mentors deliver programmes around self-esteem, self-confidence and self-awareness. These work very successfully for the children, but the key to supporting these children is identifying their needs and supporting their needs in school. At Horseside School, we get a lot of non-routine admissions. When they enter school, we do lots of assessments with these children to identify their needs, if they have any weaknesses. And from then on, they move into class and we monitor them very carefully.
My name's Zoe Adams. I'm head teacher at Westwood Primary School here in Leeds. I don't think you can be an excellent school if you're excluding pupils, because I really don't understand the logic behind exclusion. I don't know what's to be gained out of excluding a child. It's not something that would come into anyone's mind for any behaviour whatsoever. If children do behave in an extreme way, then we think about how they've behaved, what they've done, who that child is, where the behaviours come from, and what we should do to make that not happen again, and to work with the children as to why it happened. We don't exclude them. We sanction and we have very clear boundaries, but we don't exclude. I think the whole thing with exclusion is not starting at the end and the exclusion part, but thinking about how you get really good behaviour from the beginning. So our behaviour management is all based on excellent relationships, knowing every child really, really well, having a school that's set up to deliver personalised education so every child gets what they need. So if they're finding it really difficult to access the curriculum or the school or even playtime or whatever, we're working with them at an early stage to make sure they can manage that. So hopefully we never hit those really extreme behaviours that you hear about in some schools, because we know where the children are coming from and what they need, and we're trying to deal with that all the time. And the children know, they listen to, they know everything's fair, and that it's going to be dealt with. I think that's where extreme behaviours come from. If children think things aren't fair or they're not listened to, then they can behave in an extreme way. And they don't tend to hear. We're very proud. We do actually get a lot of children come here that have got funding for because of behaviour needs, or they've been excluded from other schools, and we've got an incredibly successful success story, really, about how we've dealt with them, because they come here and we seem to manage them well and they seem to have a fresh start. And I know it can be, I'm not saying it's just us, but I do think the whole ethos about how we deal with children and respect them and listen to them and don't judge them and try to make the school work for them instead of them make work for our school means they succeed.